from KQED.
There are new signs today that the recession in California isn't going to fade anytime soon. The State Employment Development Department said Friday the unemployment rate ticked up a bit in August to 12.4%, up from 12.3% in July. How to turn that around is a big issue in the race for governor. Nearly everywhere she goes, Republican nominee Meg Whitman says California is on the wrong track.
We are bleeding jobs to Arizona and Colorado and Texas. And it's not complicated. The permitting process to expand your business is simpler, taxes are lower, and the leadership from the top in those states is business friendly.
But is it really that simple? And are the solutions Meg Whitman is proposing the right ones? That's our question on today's segment we call Campaign Check.
As governor, I was known for frugality.
At eBay, I was successful because I led with conservative economic principles.
By making the tough decisions now, we can get California back on track.
We can turn our state around.
Jerry Brown, Meg Whitman, for a new California. The knowledge and know-how to get California working again.
And joining us for this week's Campaign Check is our Sacramento Bureau Chief, John Myers. And John, that issue, job creation and retention, making businesses happy, is really the core of Meg Whitman's campaign for governor. How is she framing the debate over California's economy and what's wrong with it?
You know, she talks about it a lot. You're right. And I think, of course, it's rooted in her background in business. Of course, she focuses a lot on her work leading eBay. But she says a lot of times on the campaign trail that it's really about what state government lacks. And as she said, a business-friendly attitude. Multiple times on the campaign trail since she began this race, she's used the examples of two companies leaving California. And here's one of the instances. This is a campaign event that she held in the Sacramento suburb of Folsom last month.
You probably read that Northrop Grumman just left Long Beach to go to Virginia. DaVita, the largest kidney dialysis company in the country, just left Los Angeles to headquarter in Denver. And I talked to those CEOs, and I said, did anyone from the state actually call you to intervene, to try to convince you to stay, to see what could be done? What do you think the answer to that was? No.
Well, I did some checking into this statement. Now, first of all, Whitman is overstating the exodus of Northrop Grumman, which is one of the leading aerospace and defense contractors in the world. A spokesperson for the company told me, yes, Northrop Grumman did move 350 executives to Northern Virginia, but says it was really about being closer to the Pentagon, which is their customer trying to get more business. In truth, Northrop Grumman still has, and the company says they will keep, 30,000 jobs in California. So the truth is, they moved a little more than 1% of their jobs out of the state. Now, that spokesman for Northrop Grumman also says that state officials did speak with company leaders, contrary to what Meg Whitman said, and the company said the move might actually help them win more business contracts for their operations here in California. And we've been checking on the company DaVita. Their spokesperson hasn't gotten back to us with a lot of firm answers by airtime. But when you go back and look at the news stories, again, the truth is complicated. Yes, there were some business issues, and they thought Colorado might be a little more friendly. That's where they moved, to Denver, Colorado. But also, again, they moved because some of their customers were elsewhere in the country. They wanted to be closer to them. These kinds of examples, they're out there, they're anecdotes, but the truth about what businesses do is a little more complicated.
It is, but it is a theme repeated often by Republicans, not just Meg Whitman. Does that claim hold up to scrutiny, that they are leaving in droves, in fact, that California is losing jobs disproportionately?
First of all, there is this sense of the national reputation that we are difficult as a state on some issues that businesses want. There are lots of lists that refer to tax issues, regulatory burdens, things like that, that we do not stack up well compared to other states. But we apparently are better when it comes to things like technology and innovation and access to capital. And yes, as to this thing about businesses leaving California in droves, one study, a nonpartisan study from the Public Policy Institute of California, they've done extensive research on this issue, and researcher Jed Kolko says this is what he found.
What our research has shown is that year in and year out, very few businesses actually leave California. We find that of all of the reasons that jobs are lost in California, less than 2% of the jobs that are lost are because businesses actually leave California and move to another state.
But John Myers, that does beg the question, what's causing the other 98% of jobs to be lost?
Well, Jed Kokel tells me that their research shows that in most cases, businesses contract or businesses close shop. There could be large economic issues. There could be some issues about California. But again, an overstatement of these anecdotes that businesses are all lining up to leave California as quickly as possible.
John, we're short on time, but Meg Whitman often talks about tax incentives, tax breaks for companies to encourage them to stay here or expand. That, of course, is a cost. That's revenue the state won't get. Is there any sense of whether we're getting our money's worth for the tax breaks that are already on the books?
Well, I think the record is mixed there, but she does want to put some more things forward. If you look at her plan, she talks about tax breaks for research and development, canceling the sales taxes charged on manufacturing equipment. Those could cost revenue in the short term, but her plan is really rooted in supply-side economics, that these tax breaks will pay for themselves many times over. I think there is a debate about that with economists. And so the question is, can we afford to make those decisions here in the short term when we have these multi-billion dollar deficits? The truth is complicated here, and voters are going to have to figure out what kind of strategy do they want to move forward.
All right. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And Campaign Check returns next week to sort through the latest claims and charges. Meantime, you can keep up with our ongoing election coverage at californiareport.org.